what you're doing here. Don't you have practice?
Not anymore. I quit.
Well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know. I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad. To prove to everyone that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't going to never happen.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
What a horrible week for America. Sympathy and empathy goes out to Boston, to Texas, to any conservative who was blamed for it all by liberal commentators. Welcome, this is Dave Weinbaum, and this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, and I'm here with radio legend, in his own mind, Lee Burr. Hi, Lee, how are you?
Good morning,
and
Dave.
One of these seconds, Lee will actually turn on my website and tell me, and he'll go like that, and then we'll go on to there. But if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Well, I don't know if you guys are news junkies, but if you're a news junkie, you probably didn't sleep at all this week, and I had trouble sleeping. By the way, Lee is on the website, DaveWeinbaum.com, that's W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, and tons of new stuff, including a new column, and that new column is, what's the name of that column, Lee? I can't see it from here.
Headlines.
The secret to a rich life is to have more beginnings and endings. All right? It's actually featured today on Jewish World Review, above Charles Krauthammer, Michelle Malkin, David Limbaugh. So go on my website today, DaveWeinbaum.com, read the column. It's actually a pretty good column, and it's about how I got to do all this stuff. Anyways, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. You're on the show, and for that, Lieber will come over and water your lawn, even though it's not necessary during this rain period. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Margaret from Salem. I have a kind of a question and a comment. The first comment is about the killing there in the marathon deal. You know, they said, you know, this little 8-year-old, that quick he was gone. And when Obama came on, he said the same exact statement about this terrorism thing as he did the first comment about Benghazi. And those people had 8 hours of terror waiting for somebody to come help. I mean, this is instantly. I mean, if you're going to be killed, I'd rather be killed instantly instead of waiting for 8 hours. And I heard this morning, early in the morning on Coast to Coast AM, a lady called in and she'd gotten some kind of a coin and she thought it was a fake because it didn't have any godly trust on it. So she tried to cash it at the grocery store. She said, oh no, I don't have that in. She went to the bank and they said, all your currency, all bills and everything's going to have that off of there. She didn't, we were thinking,
oh, the in godly trust? Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I agree. You know, there is a lot of similarities between what the president said in Benghazi, about Benghazi, and what he's saying right now, except he wouldn't use the word terrorism in Benghazi, and the second day out, he finally started using the word terrorism, and the similarities are is we're going to find them and bring them to justice. Well, how'd that work out for Benghazi? All right, didn't work out very well, but thank goodness the FBI is on the job, and they got these two. Anyways, thanks a lot, Margaret. You have a great week. And hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Dave from Bland.
Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Listen, just about 3 minutes ago on Fox News, I just heard Martha McCallum refer to you guys as homicide bombers. Now, why don't they insist on? They were trying to. She was trying to say that these people, why weren't they suicide bombers? Why weren't they, but why do they insist on not using the proper terms?
Well, if they were suicide bombers, by definition, they would have died during the attack, I would guess.
Yeah, I understand that, but they insist on, every time you have a report on any of these guys, blowing people up and blowing themselves up. They always call them homicide bombers. They don't call them suicide bombers. In this case, she was wondering why I can understand the terminology that she was trying to use, but it's just irritating because the entire Obama administration, everybody keeps referring to these people as not terrorists. It's just sickening.
Well, Dave, did you notice the liberal press almost praying that this would be a white Tea Party member?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that looks like probably Lee Burr, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it boggles the mind. And now, and they were blaming they were already, this is typical of a right wing terrorist. I mean, who were the terrorists in the 60s? Those were the liberal progressives who, by the way, in case you hadn't noticed, are running the country right now. Anyways, thanks for your comments, Dave. And I have another caller as soon as Lee Burr punches the button. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Whoops. Okay, somebody's going to get a drink on that because if they have a thing where somebody hangs up during certain drinking games, somebody has a drink. Everybody has to take a drink. Did you know that? They did that in the prelude to St. Pat's at the fraternity. Listen to me, and every time I said a certain word or some action took place, they would have a drink.
Hmm.
Are you okay? Yes. Do you want a pillow? Can we get some warm milk in here for Lee? He's about to take a nap. Anybody out there listening? Oh, my God.
I apologize. I didn't mean to be
Thanks for bringing the energy to the show. Yeah, you were. See, Lee's excuse, he was staying up all night listening to the news, too. Right, Lee?
Yeah.
Nah, you lie like a rug. Anyways, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So, what did you think of the site now that you've taken it down?
I've got it up. It's still up, I think.
Where? It's not on your computer. I thought it's pretty good, you know. Come on.
There it is right here. See,
yeah, okay, all right.
It's okay. It's a lot of the same of last
week. It's not the same. What are you doing? What's the same?
There's a couple new things.
It's all new. What's the same? It changes out every two or three days entirely.
Like this gal here, you know.
Well, she's a headliner. That's Candace Lanier. She's a headliner. You know what I found out about her? What do you think?
She's in love with you.
I think she is. Because she is the second most responsible person for my hits on my site. Why? Because she knows how to use social media. She absolutely puts my stuff on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else she does, and I get hits on it.
Yeah.
Well, so it's pretty good. She's pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew her. I don't really know her other than talking to her on the phone, but one of these days we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and she's engaged, so don't worry about it, all right? I call her my engaged girlfriend. Anyways, back to these apparently now two Muslim kids. One was 26 and one was 19. They were brothers from Chechnya, much to the disdain of Chris Matthews and Huffington Post and all the other progressive Libyans out there who were just begging for this to be some kind of a white male older Tea Party guy so they could run amok against us, and we're doing so on social media before anybody knew anything about this situation. So here are these guys who apparently not only hated Russia from being from Chechnya and all, but hated America, and yet they were living for about 5 or 6 years in Massachusetts. They were living right near Boston, students at both, I believe, Cambridge and the Missouri S&T,
MIT.
MIT. All right, there you go. Similar school to what we have here in Rolla, Missouri S&T. Excellent school. And, they were sort of inclined. One was a boxer, one was a wrestler, and this, that, and the other. But it appears maybe these people were, they came here in the early 2000s, after 9/11. Now, the question is, are there other cells out there like this? What do you think, Lee?
Oh, no doubt. No.
So, what do we do about this? Now, we do know that all these terrorists have one thing in common. They are males, typically, between the ages of, 19 and 35, roughly. And so isn't it time to, every single one of them, all right, maybe it's 40, but still they're Arabic looking and or black looking. So what's wrong with a little profiling, for goodness sakes? If I was a Muslim and I was getting on a plane with one of these guys, a law-abiding Muslim, I'd want them profiled. And if it was Jews would be included in there, too, the ones that are Semitic-looking, for goodness sakes. I'd be fine with that, you know? I'm a little Semitic-looking, do you think?
Yeah,
thanks. Anyways, if you want to call the show in a pine, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So Obama yesterday freaks out. Oh, my goodness, he freaked out over the fact that the Democratic Senate defeated his gun bill. Something that he has been, you know, working on and, you know, throwing people under the bus for it. You know, everybody that disagrees with him is a hateful, you know, jerk and all that stuff. And I guess he expected to win, although, you know, it just wasn't in the cards. And the main thing about this was it wasn't the Republicans that defeated him. Some of the Republicans actually voted for this because it was set up on a bipartisan basis between a Republican and a Democrat. But people just don't trust the government. People, you know, people just are saying this would be the start of a national registry for guns. And if you look at what happened in Missouri, with the CCW scandal, where the Highway Department and the Department of Revenue are giving out copies of all the CCW permits, that's concealed carry for those of you in Branson, to the government, to Homeland Security, Big Sis, Janet Napolitano. Why would you trust the federal government not to have this list to Sunday come after y'all? Okay? That's the problem. And furthermore, it would have done nothing to prevent Sandy Hook. Nothing. Nada. Not a thing. So maybe they'll come back with some kind of legislation, but in the meantime, the president is bitter. He's mad. He's mad at both parties. And guess what he's going to do when he's bitter and mad? He is going to go around Congress and legislate this himself via executive order. Anybody have any problem with that? Call 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And we have a caller right now. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mike. I'm calling from my office in the pickup in Rolla.
So you're calling from the pick-me-up.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I guess. You mentioned something that has probably been setting most of Missouri ablaze with the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the Missouri Department of Revenue. Both of those bureaucracies, which is what they are, have been getting a little too big for about the last 30 years, and I hope the legislature takes them down a couple notches and reminds them just who it is who pays their salaries.
Well, that's a good point, Mike. Now, if you're listening last week, you heard Senator Dan Brown from downtown Jeff City just nail those guys. Apparently, he defunded him and the representatives defunded the State Highway Patrol and the Department of Revenue. And Nixon was denying all this. Now, he was thinking about subpoenaing Governor Nixon, and I challenged Governor Nixon to call the show here, because Dan Brown says he thinks that Governor Nixon knew about this all the time. And guess what, Mike? They broke laws. You can't have a governor in there knowing about breaking laws. Guess what also? The head of the Department of Revenue resigned. There you go. So you're right. Why would we trust anybody wanting to register us and infringe upon our Second Amendment rights? Well, that's right, because we're conservatives.
Why should they not be held to the same standard we are?
Well, you know, of course you're right. Of course you're right. And that's what we're doing here on this show, to hold those in power on either side to the same standard. But what we find is there's a double standard, and I'm against that. All right, hey, thanks for the call, buddy. You have a great weekend. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Richard calling from Occupied America.
Where?
They're also doing space cams there. They took out the old cameras and destroyed them and put new cameras in, and they're doing biometric space cams along with that. so they can look at you out in public and tell who you are.
They're doing what? Biometric
face scans. They put new cameras in all the offices in Missouri.
All right. We kind of know that's going on. That's how they caught these two idiots up in Boston. Yeah, they got cameras everywhere.
Yeah, but it's a biometric face scan, like taking your fingerprint, your thumbprint.
Okay, and then so they'll identify you immediately.
On a record going to Washington,
Down. Well, you know what? That's the age we live in right now. You're right, but the intrusion of terrorism, which now is obvious, is going to be with us for a while. You know, we're at a war now. We're in war, and we will be in war for the foreseeable future. This stuff about Al-Qaeda being defeated and all this stuff, that didn't happen. I mean, these guys have these little cells all over the place, and we're going to be in this kind of a terror situation for... Who knows? It could be the next 100 years until we defeat the people that have taken control of Islam to be this jihadist, kill everybody but us, ridiculous notion. So, anyways, thanks for the call, pal. You have a good week. End. And we'll take one more before the break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dale from Manhattan.
Who?
Dino.
What's up, buddy? Well, of course not.
Oh.
Like we say, there's a double standard. Okay. I mean, is the press going to call him racist? Do you think the press is going to call him racist? No. But you're right. When we disagree, we're all racist. You know, I mean, when I said stuff, the NAACP tried to get rid of me here. Tried to get rid of my, not here at the radio station, but in my my columns. Because I criticized Obama, and therefore I must be racist. And call me racist. So, fine. They got equal time in the newspaper. And yet, what, 2 or 3 months later, after some really crummy articles, which were just mailed in, they stopped writing. So, you know, I'm here, they're not. Yeah, but that's the way it is. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know it, and I know it. And we got to fight back, but there's nothing we can do about it except to fight back.
See you guys later.
All right, you have a great weekend, and we're going to have a little break here with all my great sponsors who are just growing and growing. I think we've got... the Gar Trucking Company coming on right now, and I hear they got a really cool commercial, so you got to listen to that. And you know I got lots more. Anyways, this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Wrap up some flavor at McDonald's with one of the new premium wraps. Your choice of three delicious flavors, chicken and bacon, sweet chicken chili, or the chicken and ranch. Get grilled or crispy chicken breast with crisp vegetables and tasty sauces wrapped in a warm, full-size tortilla. And for only $1, pick up the hot and spicy McChicken. Crispy, tender chicken seasoned with a bold mix of spices topped with shredded iceberg lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and 2 in Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discounts, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hey Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might to get home just to get hassled by the man? If you said yes, then we've got the fix for you. GAR Trucking and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. GAR Trucking, located just behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks, from trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventative maintenance. They'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's GAR Trucking and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse. Come pick out a good wine, enjoy a great steak, raise a glass, and celebrate with friends and family. Did you know that Missouri is home to more than 90 wineries? Our new retail wine space will feature many of these great Missouri wines. Enjoy a bottle with dinner, take a bottle home, or purchase a gift for a friend. Whatever your wine needs, we've got you covered. Stop by and see us at Matt's Steakhouse, exit 189 off of I-44, 573-364-1220.
You know, we've got a new hero on the right. His name is Dr. Ben Carson. I don't know if you've been watching him or not. African-American fellow who is a brilliant neurosurgeon who came from a real tough background. He actually criticized Obama at a prayer breakfast, but did it in such a way that he was actually charming. And he also spoke at CPAC, and he's been doing the rounds of talk shows. This guy might be presidential material. How are they going to destroy this guy? I'm saying that if they could destroy Romney, they'll find a way to destroy this guy. They'll find one patient that died, and they'll blame him for the death, and that'll be it. So if you're, this is the liberal rules. If you're white and you criticize Obama, you're a racist. If you're black and you criticize Obama, you're an Uncle Tom, sellout. So it doesn't matter what color you are. You're just some kind of a total freaked out racist nut. No matter what color you are, if your perspective is to criticize Barack Obama, as he ought to be, as any president ought to be, and you're on the liberal side of the coin, you must be called a racist or a sellout. What an insult. What an insult to everybody, and especially blacks, who happen to disagree with Barack Hussein Obama. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800, and by the way, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Lee.
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I apologize. I got right in his way because I was eager to take this phone call because I forgot about it for a split second. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
It's Senator Dan Brown.
You know, I had a feeling. I had a feeling, I swear. Senator, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. I wanted to give you a bit of an update on what you found in some of our investigations this week. When the information was released to the Social Security folks that were doing the investigation.
Now, let's refresh everyone's memory. This is the carried concealed permits of people in Missouri, right?
The entire list.
Right, the entire list. And it went in, we had a couple agencies turn that over to Homeland Security, is that correct?
And they turned it over to the Social Security, which is their investigative unit. And we also found that that information was being shared with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms on the federal level.
All right, I'll try not to interrupt. I just want to make sure everybody in the audience understood where this was coming from.
Yeah. And I want to make something very clear. Our local highway patrol and the folks that, working in our communities, they had nothing to do with this. This was on the administrative level in Jefferson City, and the colonel is still there. He did not answer our questions very properly, so I suspect that he will be going. The director of revenue is gone, and he wasn't the problem. He's only been working there since January. Nixon continues to say that this is a distraction, that we're just using this to avoid the discussion on Medicaid expansion and important things in the state of Missouri. The colonel testified in committee that this disk that they shared was encrypted and they could not open it because they didn't have the password. We found the email this week where they emailed the password with the disk as to how they could open the disk. And so, and then we also found that all of this information lied on a highway patrol at headquarters in Jefferson City on an open disk for over 21 days. So who knows who might have that list. And you've got people that are saying, hey, I don't care if you release my information. Well, most of us do. That's a privacy concern, and no agency in state government has a right to release that to the federal government.
And there are laws against this. Is that correct, Senator?
We have laws, and that law was signed by Jay Nixon, that we would not participate in the Real ID program that was promulgated by Homeland Security. And we had the document where they answered the 39 parameters to reach benchmark requirements of the Real ID program by the former director of Department of Revenue, Alana Scott Berrigan. So, and she's still working in government in a different department. She was, the day she sent the letter to Janet Napolitano on December the 12th, the next day she was reassigned at a big press conference with Nixon and this whole thing. So if he didn't know about it, it sure looks suspicious, doesn't it?
So what it does, and by the way, thank you so much for doing this for the state of Missouri and really for the United States of America, because it is a violation of our Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment rights, Senator. We do appreciate that, and it shows that we've got some good people up there in Jeff City, and thank goodness that we have a majority of Republicans up there as well. Now, what are the next steps, Senator?
Well, we have asked Attorney General Custer to appoint a special counsel to investigate this and take what we've got and go with it, because we feel there needs to be criminal proceedings and there needs to be more answers given. We want to know what other departments are selling or giving information on our citizens. And he has chose not to do anything. So at this point, we're still digging. We will not just let this be swept under the rug. Trust me, if we have to, we can do things legislatively to get answers. And I do think the majority of Missouri citizens, whether on that list or not, do not think this is an appropriate way to handle information that they glean from us and obviously stored. And this is against our law and our statutes in the state of Missouri.
And I would imagine some of those people are Democrats as well.
Yeah. And right now the Democrats are still kind of hanging pretty tight with the governor, but I can see they're not wanting to take much of
that. What kind of pressure are you getting, if any, from the administrative branch?
They are saying it's crickets. They're not saying anything to us as legislators, because they pretty much know we're not going to back down on this thing. And Chairman of Appropriations, Kurt Schaefer, who's a very, very smart lawyer, represents the Columbia area as the senator, is actually going around the state. He's in Springfield. I couldn't be with him this morning. Going to be at Kansas City this afternoon taking public testimony on this very issue and finding more information and relaying information that we have found.
Any concept of subpoenaing the governor to testify?
And whether or not we can subpoena the executive branch hasn't been, that question hasn't been answered, but there's other ways to get their attention that would be more devastating to him. So I think at some point he has to come out and say, I don't support this, and I'm against this, and I'm going to get rid of everybody. Or if he stays quiet, then he's guilty by not responding.
I think he's got to do something. I don't think he can sit on this one, do you?
No, he cannot. He cannot. But that's kind of where we're at. I keep thinking, what else are we going to find? This is just bad for folks.
Well,
I don't care if you're a gun person or not. It doesn't matter the fact that information was released to a federal agency.
Well, it's the fact that somebody in our government, state or otherwise, is willing to abrogate our rights and break laws to do it. So, Senator, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. That Senator is Dan Brown from downtown Jeff City, once again making this show the hit that it is. How great was that, huh, Lee?
That's great. I enjoyed listening to Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning me on that. But that, no,
well,
he is
no,
a great guy.
You were fantastic, too.
Yeah, you were. Anyways, if you want to be a part of this show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, last week, I put out a challenge to Governor Nixon. We've contacted his office. And if you're listening, Governor Nixon, please call the show and defend yourself. I'm going to be as fair as I can. I'll let you speak unfettered. There it is right there, I think. That's Governor Nixon. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Is this Governor Nixon?
Sorry, this is not covering.
Oh, that's all right, then. You can talk stuff. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lou. I'm calling from Rosebud.
Lou, what's up?
And I'm not trying to take the show in a different direction this morning, Dave, but I want to make a comment that of something you just said a few minutes ago when you said African-American, Ben Carson being an African-American. Sean Hannity had a panel of all black conservatives back a week or two ago, and whenever you say the term African-American, the only person you're pleasing is a liberal. They want to be called black, they want to be called black American, or they want to be called American.
Okay.
And they made that very clear to Sean. So I never want to hear the words African-American come out of your mouth again unless you're referring to as a Cherokee Irish American.
You know, I had a mom and a dad. Okay, don't you be scolding me. Don't make me come out to Redbud. What am I going to do in Redbud? I don't know where it is. Anyways, thanks for the call. What is that? I'll try to put that in my politically correct dictionary, for goodness sake. You know, you should hear what I'm called all day long. Well, is that politically correct, too? Anyways, most of the time it's by Lee. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell.
And by the way, if you want to sponsor the show, 364-2525 and ask for Pig Vomit, all right, who is the station manager who actually answers to that. And he will put you in touch with our beautiful staff and efficient advertising staff, Tanya or Ann, right? Is there anyone else up there?
Well, there's Anna and Tanya and Randy.
Randy, okay. Mm-hmm. Tanya.
But Mike's the guy to talk to.
Yeah, Mike, you got to talk to Mike
first. I
don't
like the term pig bomb.
You know, he asked to be called that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He's the one that brought it up to me. I didn't bring it up to him. I was too scared. Well, I don't know why I was scared, but.
Obviously not scared. You're using it on the air in front of what potentially could be 40,000 people.
40,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think what potentially is about 180,000 to 220,000.
I'm talking about this show.
I'm talking about this show, too. Plus, by the way, on DaveWeinbaum.com, that's W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, after this show, probably an hour or two afterwards, it'll be a podcast. So you can go on that show anytime, day or night, and get, for example, the interview of Dan Brown, or you can listen to the whole show. How cool is that, Lee? Wow. You can even listen to Lee Burr snore on this show. Thank you very much. All right, anyways, Obama is having a tough time, let's face it. You know, he freaks out over losing the gun control bill. And he just he was just really, you could tell he wasn't expecting that. He was expecting to win that one. Because it was watered down as it was, all right? I mean, there was no rifles that were going to be banned. It was just pretty much about these background checks at gun shows. It wasn't that horrendous. And he got beat. And he got beat because five Democrats voted against him. So, you know, it's that, and it's just a bunch of, it's a bunch of other stuff. You've got Obamacare. You've got Max Baucus, who wrote Obamacare, Democrat from Montana, who headed the committee that wrote Obamacare in the Senate, now saying it's a train wreck. How does that happen? We're not talking about a Republican. No right-winger there. The guy who wrote Obamacare says it's a train wreck. What was he thinking back then, and why is he thinking differently now? I guess it must be Republicans' fault, you know. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I had a little brain freeze right there. You know,
it's
I forgot the number.
It's all right.
Is it okay? Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, what's that?
I think you'd lie. I thought you were going to lie and say
no.
Never. Not me. Anyways, then you've got the economy, which, by the way, sucks. I hope you didn't have gold, big tie into gold the last couple of weeks. And you've got... What do you got? You got Benghazi. What happened to Benghazi? Still haven't had the answers from that. Okay, so here's the deal. They have a new opening on this new show. Probably Lee watches it all the time. It's called The Duck Dynasty.
Negative.
They have a new position for a lame duck, and guess who's going to be that?
Romney?
Barack Hussein Obama. All right? I mean, am I wrong? Call the show, 364-0800 or...
Start KDTR on your AT&T cell phone.
What's wrong? You okay?
I got something in my throat.
Yeah, well, you had some McDonald's iced tea, didn't you?
I did.
Sorry, it choked you.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to learn how to drink.
Took Sophie to McDonald's.
You took, really?
Sophie, my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter.
She loves going to McDonald's.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sophie, for bringing your grandpapa to McDonald's. I appreciate that. And Lee also brings his dogs to McDonald's. Through the drive-thru.
That's right. Me and Ruby go up there all the time.
Yeah, gives me a lot
of likes a sweet tea, too.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
She drinks sweet tea?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that cute? Okay, this is called Feed Your Dog and Your Granddaughter time at the Dave Weinbaum Show. Now, can we get back to politics?
It's a segment, and you got a break coming up, so you might as well take it now.
No, I'll take it, but you know what? I want to tell them what's coming up, all right?
All right.
You got the website, you got mm-hmm. Twitter, you got my column, Secret to a Rich Life, as they have more beginnings and endings. By the way, one of my most famous quotes. And you've got the Texas First fertilizer. You got the ricin. I didn't even mention the ricin problem.
And ricin.
Yeah, that too. you've got sinkholes in Chicago. You got a sinkhole right here in the studio right now. Anyways, we're going to be right back. Remember the phone number, 364-0800 or...
Stark KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Wrap up some flavor at McDonald's with one of the new premium wraps. Your choice of three delicious flavors, chicken and bacon, sweet chicken chili, or the chicken and ranch. Get grilled or crispy chicken breast with crisp vegetables and tasty sauces wrapped in a warm, full-size tortilla. And for only $1, pick up the hot and spicy McChicken. Crispy, tender chicken seasoned with a bold mix of spices, topped with shredded iceberg lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might to get home just to get hassled by the man? If you said yes, then we've got the fix for you. Gar Trucking and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Trucking, located just behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventative maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Trucking and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discount, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Sarah Palin stole the show at this weekend's CPAC convention.
She still knows how to fire up the conservative people.
She is a superstar, and she's used that to try to help get people elected.
She is fearless. She is principled. She can pick winners.
She's definitely proved that she can be effective endorsing candidates.
Sarah Palin jumped in early and supported Rand Paul. She supported Marco Rubio, Tim Scott, Pat Toomey, Nikki Haley, Deb Fischer, Jeff Flake, and myself.
He's probably going to win this thing thanks to Sarah Palin.
That energy that captures 60 Republican House seat. A lot of that came from her.
She dominated one more time.
Don't let the big consultants, the big money men, and the big bad media scare you off.
When somebody's going to hold Republicans in Congress accountable, it's going to be Sarah Palin.
I would not be in the U.S. Senate today if it were not for Governor Sarah Palin.
Talk about somebody from downtown, actually downtown Wasilla, Alaska, Sarah Palin, who, by the way, I think would have made a great president. How could she have done anything worse than the president we have? Lee?
Depends on your point of view.
Well, you either have success or you don't. How was Ronald Reagan? Did he do pretty good?
Well, you know, he had his moments.
How was he compared to Carter?
I think he'd be better. Better than Carter.
You think? It was such a huge contrast. It was like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the situation here. Mm. Between Sarah Palin and our current president. This guy, if anything, is worse than Jimmy Carter, in my opinion. Well, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyways, by the way, you know, you just heard a new sponsor, Gar Trucking, and a bunch of my old sponsors. Do me a favor. You know, if you like this show, even if you don't like this show, use my sponsors. I do business with just about all these people, okay? And they're friends, all right? So it was an easy transition. But they're good people, and that's why I do business with them. So your money will be well spent with my sponsors. And if you want to sponsor this show, call, okay, Michael Thompson, the station manager, 364-2525. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So they show pictures, the FBI does, shows pictures of these two Utes up there in Massachusetts, you know, one wearing the black hat and the other one wearing the white hat turned around backwards. And one of them is actually, he's carrying this backpack and he's actually buckling under the weight. My question is this. Where was security? What do we just forget about 9/11? We forget that there's been a continuation of terrorist threats both here and around the world? How do we have a kid walking with a bunch of people with a backpack that's buckling his knees and not see that? You know they have security there, right? Well, you know what? You know what it is? I believe it's this politically correct thing. Well, we don't want to make anybody mad at us because, you know, they looked a little foreign. Maybe you looked like you came from, you know, Europe or the Middle East or something. We don't want to make them mad. Garbage. You got people, young people, an 8-year-old kid just blown apart. People with their legs blown off. Several others were killed. You got this guy killed a cop last night. He put another one in the hospital. One of them, the one that got killed, I believe. And the other one they're chasing down now if they haven't caught him already. So, you know, I say this. Profile. The Israelis. Profile. Now, it happens to Israel, too, but not quite... not because of the profiling, I'll tell you that much. And it doesn't happen that much in Israel anymore because they've got walls and they got profiling. And they're pretty good at detecting this. So if you really don't want to risk having our young people and innocent citizens killed, you've got to go to people that do this most often. They are young, Middle Eastern-type people who are Semites like myself. Check me out. You know, if I go through, check me out thoroughly. It's fine with me. All right? I'm willing to sacrifice that because I know it's in the best interest of the country. All right? And here's a further, now I have a caller and I'll get right with you, caller. Here's a further thing. You know, if we use the same logic that guns are evil, if we use the same logic for gun control as we do for these terrorists, we wouldn't blame them. We would blame the bomb. Have we banned the bomb? Have we banned nails? Have we banned
ball bearings? Have we banned backpacks? How about pressure cookers? To use a pressure cooker, take them off the market, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it the same logic? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Is this Governor Nixon?
No, this is not. This is Don in Steelville.
Hi, Don. Thanks for calling.
You mentioned Carter.
Yes.
A while ago, and I'm upset with Carter and Peabody Coal and the governor of that state back when they took the Navajo Nation and just took two big cats and a big old long chain and ripped out all the things that were growing for the Navajo Indians.
Really? This was in Arkansas?
No, this was in
Georgia.
Arizona.
Arizona, okay. So this is while he was president?
That's while he was president.
Jimmy Carter did an insensitive thing to American Indians? Oh, my goodness, I find that hard to believe.
Well, it was on Link TV.
Well, if it's on Link TV, it must be true. Okay.
How I got the write-up on it, how I knew about it.
Yeah.
And although Carter has done well since he's been out of the presidency, more than when he was a president.
Only when he doesn't open his mouth. Hey, listen, great call. Thank you so much. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the... Now, don't think I'm rude, okay? I got a radio show to run, and I'm not trying to be rude, okay? Somebody's going to say, oh, he's rude. Okay, well, listen to other shows. You know, you got to move along in these shows. You can't just say, oh, hi, I'll see you next week, and, you know, how are the kids? You can't do that on radio. You'll get laughed off the air. People will turn off the sets, like they're doing right now. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dan from Austin.
Dan.
Come on, Dave. Being rude, that's part of the fun. I'll be rude. I'll tell you, I haven't really listened to the show much today. I just got here a lot. But
yeah, cut him off. Go ahead.
I might repeat something else said, but, hey, you know what? Until we secure the borders, we might as well just be used to this kind of stuff going on. Maybe just status quo. It's just going to keep happening. Who knows who wins? It's just going to be part of the normal. And unless we secure the borders and take our immigration stuff seriously, you know, it's just going to be part of
the normal. Well, it is. And you know what? It's never going to be 100%. Never. It never has been and never will be. But they could. I believe they could have done better in Boston, seeing these people with these back-breaking backpacks on, you know, with their legs buckling under them. I mean, somebody had to. They were walking right out in the open with a lot of people around them. So maybe that's a little bit of hindsight, but I don't think so. Anyways, you're right, and yet, yeah, we got to grow accustomed to this to a certain extent. It's part of our lives. There's no doubt about it. Security has to be done. Thanks for the call, Dan, and don't get upset when I hang up on you. Anyways, listen to the show the whole time, and I won't hang up on you. If you want to call this show, it's got about, what, 20 minutes left?
Oh, no. Probably about, I'm going to give you five.
Five? It says six on there.
I know, but I have to, a minute window there.
Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling from?
Lloyd from St. James.
Lloyd?
Lloyd, yes.
Okay, you're not my barber, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. Hey, I love the show. I'm off work on Fridays and stuff. I like to listen to you. I appreciate you getting on here.
Thanks, bud.
I don't make a comment. I hope I don't offend anybody. It's not going to be rude or anything. But I really think a lot of this stuff, if you catch these folks red-handed, like most of these guys, you know, supposedly, you know, in Boston.
Yeah.
When are we going to put the gallows up? Do we need to go back to something like that to maybe curb this? I mean,
well, you already put so many bullets in the guy, the first guy, and explosive. I don't know whether he induced that or the other guys, that they couldn't even figure out how many bullets they had in the guy.
You know, you see what happened. You remember in Arizona, that guy went out and, you know, he killed wounded her. And, I mean, when you catch these folks red-handed.
But come on, you know, then at least other stuff. I would have to respectfully disagree with you. I understand your frustration, but we have a court system for a reason. I agree that it should not have as many delays as it does now. But, you know, it's American. You got to have a court system, okay? Anyways, thanks for the call, caller. I appreciate that. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, we're getting down to the last, 15 minutes now. So, Obama's now, you know, he's in his Illinois Senate days mood, you know, where he voted present a lot. You know, they asked him about this Dr. Gosnell in Philadelphia, who is charged with murdering live babies. We're not just talking about abortion. He is an abortionist. But he has live birth babies, and these are live babies. Nothing wrong with them, all right? They're squealing, and they're crying, and whatever little babies do when they come out of the womb. He has somebody take some kind of a scissors and pretty much decapitate them. He cuts the spine at the neck. And this is the guy on trial. They asked Obama about it yesterday, and what does he say? Well, you know, we have to keep our rights for abortion and, you know, choice and all that. You know, now he might have readdressed that later. I heard that he did. But this is how he thinks. He voted present in the Illinois legislature on a bill that would prevent botched abortion babies from being let alone. In other words, they had to treat them. He voted not to have them treated, which is a present vote, which meant that he voted for infanticide, mass murder of babies. Let's put it like it is. It's the mass murder of babies, all right? All right, we got 2 minutes left. I don't think I'll take a phone call anymore. You know, that's just it. Watch the phone ring right now. Anyway, we got to stop that, and we have to, you know, the press isn't covering that. I'll tell you who covered it. A gal named Harriet Baldwin, who's on Twitter. You can find her on Twitter. She's a cousin of Alec Baldwin, and she's a friend of mine. And Michelle Malkin on Twitchy. She's got a website on Twitchy, all right? Let me throw a few plugs out here. Of course, they need a few plugs in Chicago because now they have sinkholes in Chicago. They had them in Florida. Now Chicago? My goodness, maybe the whole South Side will disappear. That'll stop all the murders there. My website is daveweinbaum.com. That's W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. I have a new column. The secret to a rich life is to have more beginnings and endings. And I decided to write upon that because, you know, I didn't have enough information to opine to write about all the events that were taking place. I like to think that I take stuff and that I mold it around a little bit and think about it before I just opine. We didn't know who these people were until really this morning. Really, it's kind of sketchy out there. So, you know, I waited on the gun control thing originally and what they should do at Sandy Hook. I waited for a good week and a half, 2 weeks. And I think I came out with the right solution. So I'm not just going to react like some of these liberal commentators blaming people left and right who they have no idea whether they did it or not. Well, mostly, you know, mostly Republicans do that. And they're usually totally wrong, as they are in this case. So I'm going to ponder stuff first. I'm going to think about it and play around with it in my mind and try to come up with a good decision, just like I would hope our legislators would. And I think we all need to think that. And by the way, you know, first part of my show, I had the Rudy comment about giving up. We can't give up. Our country is too important for this. Our children are too important. You guys have a great weekend, and I will be back next week. Thank you.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.